Relentless on AboveTopSecret.com. I have to answer Mr. Whoopi one more time because the last podcast left off with the fact that I'm not happy. And that came across a little more severe maybe than it really is. Probably didn't use the right word. I am a happy person. I don't think I could fake that, and I don't think I come across as an unhappy person. It's just that when it comes to the spiritual path, I am not through. I guess I relate happiness with coming to the final outcome. I guess that's the way I meant it. I'm not an unhappy person. It's interesting, though, because I guess it was Thomas's thread last week. Who are you? What do you want? And you and I believe, and a few others, including BH, were describing how we really feel like we're in good places, and we're kind of just like hanging, being content, enjoying things. And it was funny because the sermon that Sunday, the day after, I go to a teeny tiny little church. There's a humongous church in the city where everyone goes. It seats about 1,700 people. It's all marble and gold and glitter and glitz and grand production. It's not the mass I recognized growing up. But I found there happens to luckily be this tiny little Polish monastery nearby. And they administer this tiny little church in a rather undeveloped area right outside the city, and that's where I go. And the monk's sermon, I can't remember the reading. You know, us Catholics are no good with Bible quotes. We just don't know our Bible. The way the Protestants do, they seem to know every line and verse, and we just don't have that. But anyway, I don't remember the reading. But the sermon was about if you're not moving forward, you're not fulfilling your potential. Something to that effect. I'm not giving it anywhere near in the way, shape, or form it was projected, because it was a pretty stunning sermon. And, you know, a good Catholic sermon is not necessarily loud and attention-getting. It's somewhat thoughtful and reflective and a quiet kind of thing. And I realized that everything I had said the day before in Thomas Crown's thread pretty much put me in the place that this particular monk was sermonizing against. And in my case, it was absolutely true. I can't be at a point where I'm just happy and along for the ride because I stopped growing. So, I didn't mean I'm not a happy person. I just meant I'm not fulfilled at the moment. But I don't think a human being on this earth should ever feel fulfilled and just happy. Though it's okay to take those breaks like I'm taking right now where, hey, you know what? I'm in a good spot and feels good, and I'm just gonna ride this out for a little while because I need this break. That's okay, so. So I really am a happy person. I just kind of meant I'm on a tough path. That doesn't mean I'm not happy, even though that's what I said. It's just, it's a tough thing. It's just, it's life. It's life and it's okay. You know, if you get to a point where you've got, at least for me, 40 to 50 years left to go, and you feel like I've totally made it, and I'm there, and I'm where I want to be, and this is it, and I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the ride, well, I think, in my case at least, that would be 40 or 50 years probably wasted. So, well, I don't think I've clarified that, this thought at all, but just have no fear. I'm not actually a, quote, unhappy person. okay? I used the term, it came across wrong. I don't think anyone would describe me as an unhappy person. I'm certainly no one to worry about, so. Love and light to you, Mr. Whoopi. This is Relentless. Love you, bye.